Welcome to Let's Talk, brought to you live by the National Indigenous Radio Service, the only opportunity offered to the broader community to be informed on the issues and current affairs from a First Nations perspective. This is Karen Durante with Let's Talk.
Hello and welcome to Let's Talk. It is Monday the 9th of July. We are now into NAIDOC week. It got underway yesterday and you would have seen some major scenes from Melbourne. But before we continue on to talk about NAIDOC week and the theme Because of Her Weekend, I'd firstly like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where our studios are based here at West End. I'd also like to pay my respects to our elders past and present. And welcome to you if you're listening to us through 98.9 FM, through our app 98.9 FM, live streaming, or through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Now, we've got our station manager here, 98.9 FM's Dan Rennie. Dan, hello.
Hey, Katie, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Happy NAIDOC to you.
Happy NAIDOC to you as well. And yeah. And celebrating, of course, all the deadly women who have played a part in our lives. I'd like to say to you, you're one of them.
Oh, thank you.
You definitely have played a major role in not only what we do here at the station, but, you know, in the community as well. So we thank you.
Oh, that was totally unexpected. Tell us, what does NAIDOC mean to you, Dan?
Look, it's an important time to celebrate our culture, our history, you know, and to be proud of who we are as Indigenous people, what we're able to achieve when we put our mind to it. And with that in mind, I'd like to make a mention of my young sister, Rachel, who I'm extremely proud of. She's a deadly young woman, and I'm sad that I've only got to sort of know her later in my life. Mm-hmm. As you know, I was adopted, me and my older brother, Michael. And so we did reconnect with our birth mother and found out, you know, I had a couple of sisters and another young brother, so it was, you know, it was quite emotional, but you know, at the same time, very rewarding, and I'm so pleased to have them in my life.
So, where are your mob from then?
Up in Darwin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're still tracking down the roots, as you know, people that were taken away.
Yeah.
My birth mum, Christine, was taken away to Melbourne. You know, she only reconnected with her mob later in life as well. So it's a long process, but you know, it's one I'm proud of, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
What's your most memorable NAIDOC?
Oh, most memorable. There's been quite a few. You know, I just think any time we get to go down to Musgrave Park and be amongst the mob, especially with our broadcast down there, you know, we're doing breakfast show down there now as well, which is something pretty new to us doing that, the broadcast through the morning. So that's always exciting, you know. And it's just an opportunity to catch up with everybody, you know, have a yarn, see the music, see the culture, and it's just smiling black faces everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll be down there with the truck at Musgrave Park,
right,
which is
early.
A big event in Brisbane. I think the NAIDOC Family Fun Day in Brisbane at West End is considered one of the biggest events. Sometimes I think it overshadows the National NAIDOC Awards.
A little bit, yeah. The biggest mob there. Yeah, look, it's huge. It's grown. You know, and people just make a day of it. It's a whole week of celebrations, of course. We've got lots of things, you know, leading up to, but Friday the 13th, Black Friday, is the family fun day at Musgrave.
It's going to be a good Black Friday.
Good Black Friday, good way.
None of the superstitious
stuff.
Yeah,
no bad stuff.
What are we doing as a station? I mean, it's going to be pretty busy for us throughout July.
Yes,
because we are getting out in community, aren't we?
We are. Jimbalunga, the nursing home at Eagleby there, will be there on Thursday. I believe you'll be hosting that along with, hopefully, fingers crossed, our resident elder, Uncle Peter Hill.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a little bit unwell, so shout out to you, Uncle Pete. Hope you're traveling well. But yes, hopefully we'll have Uncle Pete there along with yourself, and of course getting out there and talking to some of the deadly elders over there at Jimbalunga. Friday, the broadcast at Musgrave for Family Fun Day. We'll be kicking off at 5 a.m. with the Brekkie Show. So the boys will be down there. If you're down there bright and early, you can pop in and say hello to them.
Absolutely. They'll probably enjoy the company.
They will.
If it's going to be cool like the start this morning.
Want to rug up, definitely.
Absolutely.
And then we'll be kicking through with Wild Black Women at 9 o'clock. And then myself, I believe you, Carver, we're going to jump on, have a bit of a yarn as well, talk some mob down there at the park.
Yep. And I know that while it might be officially NAIDOC week this week from the 8th to the 15th of July, there are a few other events that are happening as part of NAIDOC week. So there's
lots and lots and lots. We do have a list of those, and we're going to publish them up on the Facebook page and also our website. So you can have a look at all the different events happening in NAIDOC, or you can just jump onto Google NAIDOC events. There are lots of them right around the place. Murray School will be doing one next Friday, so the Friday after the 13th, which would be the 20th.
Yeah.
And a few other bits and pieces.
And just as a side note, I know you're a Broncos fan. Nice demolition of the Titans there.
Yeah,
sorry, Titans fans.
Sorry, Titans fans. I think you'd have to say that's the final eight right there. The done and dusted. So we've got about 10 weeks left and no changes in the ladder, I don't feel.
Yes, and I know that people have been talking about who's the 5'8" that Titans.
Oh, young Ash Taylor.
Yeah, he didn't have a good time.
No, he had a shocker.
Mm.
Yeah, you think he'd want to sort of come out and I'm sure Coach Walters is what he's capable of, you know, for future. But, yeah, he really didn't come to the party.
Okay. All right. Of course, Dan talks sports with Sports Talk Friday afternoons as well. So that's why I had to chuck that in there, because I'm sure he was chomping at the bit to have a yarn about the Broncos win. Thanks for that, Dan, and
thank
happy
you,
night off week.
Yeah, thank you.
And we're also asking people to phone in or drop us a message through our Facebook page at Let's Talk to play some songs about women, celebrate women, songs that celebrate women or female artists. Female Aboriginal artist, and this one you recommended is Thelma Plum.
I like Thelma Plum a lot. Shout out to Thelma. She's a terrific artist and a really, really fantastic singer, a great writer, and this is one of her great songs.
Mama told me to be happy because you always get what you want. Don't speak, you said I have your love, but not how much you will go.
Prescription.
Thanks. How much do I have to pay?
That'll be $30.
Oh, are you sure? Didn't expect to pay that much.
Have you ever been in this situation? Here's some advice from Di Bennett, who heads the Chronic Disease Management Program at North Coast Aboriginal Corporation for Community Health.
Sometimes you are out of pocket, and the reason that is because the medication that the doctor might have ordered you isn't listed on the PBS or the subsidy list of medications. So people get a bit confused when they say, oh, you know, I'm supposed to get it free. But sometimes there is a cost. Maybe asking your GP if there was something else that could be used instead of that medication that was on the list, that would be helpful. So don't be afraid to talk to your doctor about these little things. He's there to listen to you, and remember that it's all about you, not about him.
There you have it. If you've been struggling to pay for your medication, ask your GP about affordable substitutes.
A message from the Staying Strong Project, funded by the Australian Government Department of Health.
This is Karen Durante with Let's Talk.
And to celebrate the start of NAIDOC Week, we're going to be talking to a few people today. One of them is Danny Teese-Johnson, who's a producer with SBS NITV and a regular guest on this program. Good morning to you, Danny. Welcome to Let's Talk again.
Hey, Karen, how are you, sis? Happy NAIDOC Week to
Happy
you.
Happy NAIDOC Week to you, too.
Girls out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey. It's a good theme this year, don't you think?
I love it. You know, sort of just to have a whole year where we can just focus on the women in our communities, I think it's a beautiful thing. You know, sort of we always say that women are the backbone of our communities, and just to have something, a theme like this year to be able to celebrate that, I'm just over the moon, you know. So, yeah, just looking forward to the week ahead, supporting our aunties, our sisters, our mothers, and just working hard for them this week.
Before we continue there, Danny, if you can tell Mob who your mob are.
Yeah, so I'm a Gomeroi boy from Moree, Mighty Moree, the big M up there in northern New South Wales. So I'm a Johnson Duncan Kinchula Thai breed from up that way. So very good bloodlines and very proud to be from Moree. So, yeah, that's me.
So what are you planning to do today from a work perspective, but then, you know, from an Aboriginal man perspective?
Yeah, well, as you're aware, Karen, this week means if you work in media that you're going to work triple overtime. So a big week of work. We've got lots of stuff happening at NITV with our TV shows. This week we've got an all-female panel on The Point this week with Linda Burney, Vonda Malone, the mum from Family Rules, and hosted by Nikari Thorpe and Rachel Hocking. So we're really looking forward to that. And yeah, I'm just going to be hanging around Sydney attending some NAIDOC events this week. My girlfriend's working on a couple of events with 33 Creative, so with the big ball coming this week, and then there's the bridge walk on Saturday, and just, yeah, there's just events all around Western Sydney to the city, so just a busy week ahead.
And apparently there was a march in Melbourne and biggest mob turned up there yesterday. What's going on? Is Melbourne trying to out-represent Sydney and Brisbane or what?
Melbourne's been doing it for a while. I think it was Friday they had their march, I think it was, but huge numbers because they kicked off their NAIDOC ball on the Saturday night. But, yeah, Melbourne's been known to get thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people at their rallies and at their marches. And I think Sydney's been a bit apathetic over the last few years. You know, you get a few people there and that's about it. But except for Jan 26 this year when we had, you know, record numbers marching. So I guess it just sort of says that people are really engaged with Aboriginal affairs and our mob and understand the fights and the celebrations that we have to sort of come together to make this nation, you know, much better than what it is for our mob, that's for sure.
And that's the thing about our mob, isn't it, that while there might be things that need a whole lot of addressing, we're still able to turn around and have a week like this.
Yeah, we've got, you know, black misery is a thing that we thrive on, you know, sort of it's part of our lives and what we deal with every day. So just to be able to focus and celebrate the wins and just celebrate just basically how bloody beautiful and black we are and the great things happening in our communities and this year driven by the women. You know, it's just we've got to recognise and celebrate the wins because that'll make us more resilient to fight the negative fights that we have to on a daily basis.
Because if we look at the history of how NAIDOC came about, it was through the works of people like William Cooper and, you know, the Day of Mourning and actually trying to, I suppose, in a way, reset that relationship or get recognition for Indigenous people of this country as the first peoples of this country. Mm. And we're still sort of trying to have that conversation now, and we've seen Conservative government reject the Uluru Statement, particularly after, you know, they went and asked blackfellas, you know, what do you want?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing is that with, I think it was Barnaby Joyce and both Turnbull, both just shot it down in flames before, and so did Scullion actually, before they'd even talked to the Australian people about it, but just said their stance was the Australian people wouldn't accept it, but they haven't even asked them yet. So, you know, it was very disheartening, I say, the whole process. I know, you know, whatever people think about the Uluru Statement, there was a group of people that come together from around the country that wrote that statement. It's got to be respected, you know. So for them to not even talk to the Australian people about it, it's a bit of a slap in the face for, you know, the years of work that's been put into getting to that point. luckily, we've got great Aboriginal women fighting the fight, and hopefully it's not the last that we hear of this.
Absolutely. Who are you thinking about this week, you know, in terms of Aboriginal women that have taken into account the this year's theme?
Yeah, and I'll always think about my mum, Jenny Teese up there in Armidale. You know, she raised two little mongrel Moree-bred boys on her own and got us to where we are in life. So, you know, I always think about my mum this week. I think about my beautiful Nana Johnson, who passed away last year, and all the, you know, the sacrifices and, you know, the love she gave to the Johnson family out there in Moree, you know, sort of pretty special lady, sort of the matriarch of our family. And I guess we all are who we are and, you know, in life because of her and the teachings and just the love and care she gave to her family, you know. But I also think about my beautiful partner, Madika Thorpe. The support that she gives me to do what I do every day is just unbelievable, you know. So it sort of makes life much easier as a man because, you know, I'm a bit of a loose cannon anyway. When you've got a really strong woman supporting you and sort of help keeping you on the right path as an Aboriginal man as well, that means sort of the world to me and my boys, you know, to have someone like that in your life. So not everyone has that, and I know that. So, you know, I feel extremely, extremely lucky. And also just here at NITV, you know, like one of the things that I celebrate is that all our women here in the news team, our correspondents are all female. So they're the ones out in the communities going around the country with their cameras and getting all these amazing stories to tell the whole world, you know. So I'd really like to give a shout out to our female correspondents here at NITV who sort of pound the dirt every day to get the stories and meet the people and get into communities. And, you know, that's just, I just find that very inspiring to see, you know, five young women out there just smashing it. It's just pretty amazing to watch and see.
Do you have any advice for brothers out there about how they can support Indigenous women?
Yeah, certainly. Just don't be a dickhead, basically. You know, like just have their backs. If they want to do things, you know, support them to do things in life. You know, like, you know, we want to be supported. We want to be loved. We want to be nurtured. And we have to do that to our women as well. So it could be just as simple as thing as, like, you know, they might be struggling with carrying a heavy bag, you know, carry the heavy bag for them across the street, you know, like that's what we do for our elders down at Redfern. And or just, you know, just if you pull your partner, just love and respect them and just support them in life and, you know, just drop all any sort of toxic masculinity or anything like that. You know, just got to drop all that crap out of our beings as men and just, you know, really look after the sisters. And because of the theme this week, it's a great sort of time for us men to sort of recheck ourselves, have a stop and a recheck and look in the mirror and say, are we doing the right thing for our women? And if not, you know, then go about and change it this week and do something nice, not just this week, but every week of the year. So just have your sisters' backs.
And I don't want to put you on the spot here, but in terms of music, because we've been asking our listeners and people who've joined us on Let's Talk to suggest a song that we can play. Ooh. To acknowledge the women in our lives, the deadly women in our lives. I've got Archie Roach teed up with Mother's Heartbeat, but there might be a song I can play for you later on. We've still got another 45 minutes to go before we wrap up Let's Talk for today anyway.
I've got one song I can think of, actually.
Yep.
It's by one of my really good friends, Emma Donovan. I'm sure you all know Emma.
Yeah, I know Emma,
I think it was good. I think the song's called Goombanga Lady or Goombanga Woman.
Okay. I shall play that for you later on. We'll see if we've got it in our
system. Real powerful song about the Goombanga women up there in the Nambucca Head sort of Kempsey sort of region. So, yeah, it's a beautiful song.
It's going to be an interesting week. We've got Game 3 of the State of Origin. It's Diabetes Week too. How's that happen? Come on.
No chocolate cakes next week.
Good on you, Daddy. Great to talk to you.
No worries, Karen. And, yep, again, happy NAIDOC week to you and all the sisters up there in your workplace and in your communities and to all the sister girls out there. Just have a great week. And if us brother boys can do anything to help, just ask. We're there.
When I was inside my mother, her heartbeat kept me whole. In perfect time together, my mind, my body, my soul. But there's nothing so sweet as my mother's heartbeat. La 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 la.
My mother's heart was beating when I first touched the ground, chafing my mother's keeping. Oh, I was safe and sound. I did nothing as my mother's heartbeat. Ah, my mother's heart stopped beating one dark and dreadful day. Lord, all I heard was weeping the day I went away. But there's nothing so sweet as my mother's so much pain. Me
asleep. The scars, they hurt no longer, but the memories are deep. Mere words cannot express the feeling that I feel for you.
This is Karen Durante with Let's Talk.
And we are talking NAIDOC weekend, specifically the theme because of her weekend. And right now we have with us ABC presenter and a former breakfast announcer here at 98.9 FM, Rhianna Patrick. Hi, Rhianna.
Hi, Karen. Happy NAIDOC.
Happy NAIDOC to you. Rhianna, firstly, tell us your mob.
So I have connections to Mer and Arab in the eastern part of the Torres Strait on my grandfather's side. So from the Zugarrab mob there and from the Mabiag mob in the Western Islands on my grandmother's side, the Wagadugan group. So if you know either of those, I'm probably related to you.
Hey, Rhianna, we're talking about NAIDOC Week, of course, and this year's theme is because of her weekend. Any women that you want to shout out to?
Well, I've been racking my brain on this one because there are so many, and I've got them kind of in categories. I've got those women, particularly Indigenous women, who have obviously opened the door for the career that I currently have, and those that have worked in the media, and particularly in the ABC. And I'm looking at you when I say that. Karen Durante is, you know, one of the Torres Strait Islander broadcasters that I've always looked up to. And then I've got those, you know, musicians. I know you've been playing a lot of that, you know, deadly music from a lot of our, you know, female musicians. And I was thinking about this the other day, and I think this will come as no surprise to you, Karen, that for me, it is really the Mill Sisters. And it's always been about the Mill Sisters, and I will never stop talking about the Mill Sisters.
I'll have to make sure that I line up one of their songs for you after this, then.
I thought it was a given, so I didn't think I needed to tell you. So, you know, I think about their contribution, particularly to Australian music, and I am talking about the Torres Strait Islander Mill Sisters, because there are two separate singing groups in Australia, and the other one comes from Larrakia Mob in Darwin. But for me, you know, I just think about these Islander aunties who went out and shared Torres Strait Islander culture with not only Australia but the world, and just how far they travelled and the stories that they used to tell, and I mean, you know, the legacy that they've left. And I was thinking about that the other day, because for me, you know, I would hate to see their legacy be forgotten, because I think they opened the way for a lot of Torres Strait Islander musicians to come through a lot of the doors and a lot of the hard work they did. For me, I've been thinking a lot about their contribution, but also, you know, what they meant to me personally. And, you know, they made me very proud to be a Torres Strait Islander, and I think I wore out the first copy of Frangipaniland that I have, and I'm on to the second one. But it's an extremely hard album to get, and if you've never had the beauty of being able to listen to them, or you never got to see them live when they were touring around, I think you've really missed out on something very, very special. And so for me, it's acknowledging, you know, the path that they forged. And also, they weren't young, were they, Karen, when they went out?
They were already grandmothers. Yep, they were already grandmothers.
Yeah, they were. Mm. You know, and I think about that, and I think about the stories that they used to tell me about, you know, growing up on their islands because the islands weren't evacuated in World War II, and hearing the fighting overhead. And, you know, they were some pretty tough aunties. And, you know, to then stepping outside, you know, their small island and going off to see places that, you know, I haven't seen half the places that they've been to and that they toured to. And then in thinking about it too, because with Titus reforming and recently coming to Brisbane with Uncle Archie Roach on his tour, and they talked about the legacy of being on this, I think, 36-hour bus ride with the Mill Sisters somewhere in Europe, and they were talking about that. And of course, you know, the song In an A was taught to Titus from, you know, by the Mill Sisters on the number of times that they were all off performing together and things like that. So, you know, I think the legacy of what they provided is something that I've been thinking about a lot as we, you know, move towards, you know, get into NAIDOC Week and really look at those, you know, because of her, you know, we can. And I think because of them, I can, really.
Is it long overdue, you think, of, you know, acknowledging the women? Because they were at the front lines and, you know, in the background.
I think it is. And I think, but I think it's also the time is right at a time where I feel that, and if I just quote Dr. Chelsea Bond, who's obviously one of the people, you know, because of her, I definitely can as well. And I think, you know, she mentions, you know, at the moment that there seems to be this real silencing of black women's voices, and particularly on social media. And I think this has come at a really good time, you know, where the theme is very much about invisibility and about the history and the contribution that Indigenous women have made to whatever walk of life, whatever career path they've chosen, whatever work, you know, they've been doing, whether that's public work or, you know, work they do themselves that nobody sees, that it's come at a time where, you know, I think we should be focusing a little bit more on that, because I think we've forgotten about that contribution that a lot of our women made, and a lot of those women that came before me, to a lot of the struggles that, you know, and a lot of the rights that I have today have been because of those women. So I don't take that lightly at all, and I'm constantly reminded of the legacy that they've left me and, you know, the world they've given me, essentially. You know, and I was born 10 years after the 67 referendum, and, you know, you just have to talk, you know, my dad is the Torres Strait Islander part of my family, and he remembers becoming a citizen when he was 21, and you know, that's something I'll never, ever know. And it was because of him, but it was also because of those women that came before me who were able to make that happen. I think the time is right. And I think there'll be a lot of interesting discussions this week.
And in terms of, I mean, Indigenous radio stations, Indigenous media organisations, just had Danny Teese Johnson on and talking about what NITV are going to be doing. And obviously, one of the things he was saying, you know, as a black fella working in media, he'll be working three times as hard this week.
Yes,
I imagine the same's going to be for you too.
Yeah, well, what does NAIDOC week mean to me? No sleep. I feel like I'm constantly out. My cats don't see me for most of it, and that starts tonight. So I've got an event on tonight that I'm heading along to. And, yeah, you know, I think it is. I think, you know, when it comes to NAIDOC week particularly, I feel very invested in what I do. But I've also had to, you know, look at that and also realise that, you know, I need to also look after myself in that week as well, and let some other people, as they say, do the heavy lifting for that. And, you know, I'm always happy to help out, but, you know, the days are gone, I think, for me when I'm ready to kind of get in there. You know, I do my own thing for my own program, and I, you know, always have a Indigenous only playlist, particularly for NAIDOC week. And it's a hard one. I think that you do want to take that on and you do want to do a good job, but at the same time, you also know that you want to be out in community and you want to be going to the events and you want to be catching up with people, because this is pretty much the only time that you really kind of see people. And so I think the joke that I always have with people is, you know, when you see them, you normally end with, okay, I'll see you next NAIDOC, because you're often so busy that that's the one time that you get the chance to catch up with people. So, yeah, it is a full-on week.
How's the national broadcaster embracing the week?
There is a lot happening, but I'll be honest, I've just come back from leave, so I'm not really sure what we've got on at the ABC. I do know that there is a forum coming up, which is kind of like an Indigenous women Q&A version of the forum coming up. I think that's on Thursday night. I think it's at 8:50 p.m. There's some pretty high-profile women involved in that. Rachel Perkins, I know, is on that. Nayuka Gori, who wrote an article, I think, today for SBS Online, which is quite an interesting one, around the NAIDOC thing of Because of Her We Can. Brooke Boney, who's currently the Triple J breakfast newsreader, will also be on that panel. So there's some interesting women popping up on that. And no doubt, I know that ABC Brisbane will be at Family Fun Day in Musgrave Park on Friday, which I'm glad that it's a Black Friday. I feel like that makes much more sense. I wish we could have Black Friday all the time. So Friday the 13th, I'll definitely be out and they'll be down there doing that. And apart from that, I can't tell you anything else, Karen, because I honestly don't know. I've only just come back from the central coast of New South Wales, so I'm still getting back into it this week.
I appreciate you taking the time to come and join us then this morning, Rihanna, and look forward to seeing you down at Musgrave Park then on Friday.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. And I think it's going to be a really good day, and hopefully it's not too cold.
Well, hopefully it's not going to be raining, because I heard last year it was raining, because last year NAIDOC I was up in the Straits where it's, you know, 31 degrees all year round.
Yeah, well, it was quite muddy, so I will have my fingers crossed that it doesn't turn into NAIDOC Mudfest.
All right. Well, I've got two songs coming up for you. You mentioned the Mill Sisters there and the Titters. So I've got that song that the Mill Sisters taught them in an A. But I guess the song that they took national or international, and that's Tabanaba. Thanks, Rihanna.
Bye.
Tabanaba naba nore Tuke pene sir mi dingi naba tre Mi ko ke me sererem naba we Tabanaba nore Tabanaba naba nore Tuke pene sir mi dingi naba tre
ko ke me sirirem na bawe tabana banore Banana, banana, banana,
Ina ne kapuana, ina ne kapuana, ula, 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 epi, epi, guana, 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 gua, chow, guana, 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 gua, chow, ina ne kapuana, ina ne kapuana.
That's the Titters there and Inanna. You're listening to Let's Talk. Karen Durante with you right up until 10 o'clock today. And we are talking about NAIDOC Week. And this year's theme is Because of Her We Can. And throughout the week, we'll be playing music that celebrates Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women. And this is the suggestion that came from Danny Tease, Johnson, who was on earlier. This is Gumbangia Lady. Emma Donovan.
Pictures in my head remind me time and time. Your presence surrounds me soft. unexpectedly. Your love is all I need to help me feel my dreams. You told me how to sing.
We are playing music that celebrates Indigenous women right across the country in recognition of this year's NAIDOC theme, Because of Her Weekend. We've probably run out of time for some of your requests, but do drop us a line at our Let's Talk Facebook page with some comments on songs that you'd like to hear during this hour. I'm sure that Bo will be more than happy, your regular presenter of Let's Talk, to throw them in to play them for you to honour Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women this week. That's it from me today. We've got another 5 more minutes before we head across to the news. And, yeah, I hope to see you around. We will be out and about celebrating NAIDOC Week at Jimbalunga. And, of course, we will be at Musgrave Park on Black Friday the 13th.
Aboriginal woman, she's here to stay. Aboriginal woman. 2017, over 400,000 new jobs were created. That's more than 1,100 a day. So if you're a small to medium business owner who's wondering about the next step or has changing business needs, there are government initiatives to help you hire, including financial incentives of up to $10,000 to employ eligible staff. If you're ready to get your business growing, go to jobs.gov.au. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Ted Wilkes from Perth. I'm a Noongar man, and you're listening to the National Indigenous Radio Service.
Sport now with the ABC's Chris Classic.
In the NRL, the Brisbane Broncos, they've made 3 wins in a row after beating the Gold Coast Titans 34-0 on the Gold Coast. It was all in the first half where the Broncos came out in red-hot form, putting 20 on the Titans. And the Titans made a number of errors, allowing the Broncos in that half-time break to lead by 20, which they extend in the second half to consolidate their position in the top eight. The Titans kept knocking and knocking, but the Broncos' goal line defence was outstanding in the second half. So the attack doing the damage in the first half and the defence in the second half. Wayne Bennett will be very pleased as they move up the ladder and they move above the Warriors, who had a loss on the weekend, who sit on 22 points, and the Canberra Raiders, who had that narrow win over Canterbury in ninth position, but still 6 points behind. So a tough run now for those chasing the top eight.
And to stay up to date with NIRS news, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, or visit our website at news.nirs.org.au. And that's the latest National Indigenous News.
98.9 FM.
For the best country.
Well, I was raised in the Mallee, driving tractors, riding bikes. There's nothing for a boy like me to be on day and night. The smell of two-stroke diesel and dust makes the country air. They're days that I remember well, growing up out there. 'Cause when you're 17 and bulletproof, life's a gravel road. Just sliding round the corners, losing traction as I go. It's more than wheels and steel, it's a way of life. Tractors and bikes. Started for the day, but the wrong side of the boundary fence was our place to play. Like jumping across that levee bank to see if I could fly, and dragging cars out of the mud, horsepower on my side. 'Cause when you're 17 and bulletproof, life's a gravel road. Just sliding round the corners, losing traction as I go. It's more than wheels and steel, it's a way of life. Tractors and bikes. Yeah, there are days that I remember well, growing up out there. 'Cause when you're 17 and bulletproof, life's a gravel road. Just sliding round the corners, losing traction as I go. It's more than wheels and steel, it's a way of life. You're 17 and bulletproof, life's a gravel road. Just sliding round the corners, losing traction as I go. It's more than wheels and steel.
Follow 98.9 on Facebook and become part of our community. Real Country is interactive. So comment, view, share, rate and subscribe at 98.9 FM Country on Facebook, YouTube and Twitter.